You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with what we around here, all right, it's mostly me, but we call it a you gotta make people care story. Because some of the economic news right now is pretty easy to grasp, right? Inflation, rising prices, we all get that. But if I say taper, sure, you might remember that's got something to do with the Federal Reserve starting to pull back on the $120 billion a month in bonds and securities it's been buying. Beyond that, though, yeah, it's a little opaque. So, the taper. What's it mean for you and me? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Preeti Kaur and her family moved into their brand new home in Missouri City, Texas, 4 months ago. They made the decision to move back in July of 2020.
To some degree, we recognized interest rates were low, and so we decided, you know, yes, let's just start the process.
Jason Paul and his boyfriend just moved to the suburbs of New York last summer. Guess why?
It was because of the interest rates. It was, you know, everyone was saying they'll never be this low.
Esteban Hernandez is moving to a new house in Maryland in a few months. Care to take a wild shot in the dark as to why now?
I wanted to move quickly because I knew that the interest rates are sort of at historic lows.
The common theme here is, of course, low long-term interest rates. And that is the connection between these three new or soon-to-be homeowners and...
the Federal Reserve Board.
Don Cohn is a former vice chair of the Fed. And specifically what we are talking about here is the Fed's bond buying program. It's been buying up bonds, treasury bonds, and mortgage-backed securities out on the open market.
When you buy anything on the market, whether it's bonds or bikes or whatever it might be, that increases the demand for that thing, and it tends to increase the price.
So the Fed has been driving up prices for bonds. They're more expensive, which makes them less profitable to invest in. Basically, it lowers the return that everyone gets on these bonds, also known as lowering interest rates. In the case of bonds backed by mortgages, that has a direct influence on mortgages. Arvind Krishnamurthy is a professor of finance at Stanford.
That means that I, as a homeowner, can refinance my home at a cheaper mortgage rate. Or if I'm buying a house, I can finance the home purchase at a cheaper rate.
And of course, the Fed has been doing all this because it felt the economy needed the help. Ethan Harris is a managing director at Bank of America Global Research.
So the bond buying program is really a supplement that the Fed adopts only when they're really trying very hard to stimulate growth.
It's done this on top of the Fed's other tools for influencing interest rates, and the Fed has decided that the economy doesn't need the extra help right now. So those mortgage rates have been rising. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.